Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit, as I said. The counseling is free and judgment free. So you're in debt. Maybe big debt. Maybe you feel like you've tried absolutely everything there is to try and you do not know what to do next. Well, it turns out, get this, it turns out there is hope. I think I've met my match on someone who is as optimistic as I am and who believes as deeply as I do that there always is hope. Our guest, Shannon Lee Simmons. I'm right, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Shannon Lee Simmons is a certified financial planner, author of Worry-Free Money, founder of the New School of Finance. And she's here now to talk about some options with debt, but also to talk about hope. Hope. What do you say when you pick up the phone and you're talking to someone who really does not have one single crumb of hope left?
So I always say that the first thing we want to do is like map it out. And maybe they've tried on their own a few times, but sometimes I think that, you know, like a bad 80s movie where the bad guy is scarier in your mind. And then all of a sudden, like the bad CG comes on. You're like, well, that's lame. Right. Well, that's not as scary. I really feel sometimes like debt has that vibe to it. So it can feel like this mess is so big and so deep and so tall. Like I can't clean it up. And it's like, well, yes, you can. You just need to think of a jigger. So I feel like sometimes it's just saying there's always a way, and just even saying that and then sitting down and actually mapping things out is like the first step to making it slightly less scary for everybody. Yeah. And really it's just the fear that makes it feel hopeless.
Yeah. You know, my kid is older than yours, but one of the things that we learned when she was younger is with the boogeyman and the scary things in the night is when you flick on the lights, you can see. There is no monster in there. Look, no monster.
Exactly.
And so all the talk about let's, you know, not worry about the monster is you don't even need to have that emotional conversation sometimes when you flip on the light and you're like, look, there's no monster there. And what you're saying is when you put the numbers on a piece of paper, it could be the equivalent to turning the lights on.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes we have this rhetoric. If someone's been in a bit of a debt spiral for a few years, there's this self-fulfilling prophecy of I must be bad with money. And then you kind of become it because you just believe that you are. And therefore there's like almost an acceptance, like, well, I'm just a person that has debt, or I'm just not good with money, or I will never get out of it. All of those kind of negative self-talk becomes that the way that someone can feel. And then it's really hard to get the guts to map it out, because it is a really hard and vulnerable thing to do. And then it also takes a lot of mental load to try to be optimistic if you've been kind of in that negative headspace, which debt can create so easily for a long period of time. And that's a lot of that's wrapped up in like shame. Mm. And so I think sometimes, you know, pulling up the emotional piece of it, having someone feel like seen and heard and understood is also like half the battle to getting someone to be finally feeling motivated and ready to do something about it.
Well, as you and I both agree, at a values level, there are options. I'm going to name kind of the big ones and we can talk about them. So there, it could be that someone can, air quotes, solve their problem with some sort of debt consolidation. Some people need money coaching and they could go to New School for that. They might need nonprofit credit counseling. They could come to Credit Canada for that. They may need to have a more significant intervention in the form of a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy filing. And in that case, they'd need to go to a licensed insolvency trustee. How does the conversation go when you're talking with people to kind of illuminate that actually the very worst case, is you file for bankruptcy, and that unfolds over the course of time because it'll take a while for you to rebuild your credit score, but you're not dead. You're still alive. How do you navigate that?
I often will say things like, first of all, show them what it would look like. Like, here's what your life would look like if you were to file a bankruptcy or do a consumer proposal, which are scary words that people usually Google at 3 a.m.
Yes.
And so by naming it, calling it out and looking at it, sometimes there's also a lot of relief. So imagine a world where you weren't sinking in debt payments like every month, where you can't breathe. And someone who's been in that situation might be saying, "Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine a world where I don't have to make, you know, I'm not scrambling to pay off every single card or like missing payments and running away from creditor calls." So that feeling of relief is actually something that is a positive thing. And I also navigate it by saying, you know, bankruptcy, consumer proposals, these are tools in the toolkit for a reason, because life happens. And so if this isn't, there's no debtor's prison anymore. Like, you know, like we're over that. This is the thing that happens to people sometimes. And also my parents had to declare bankruptcy when I was 10 years old. I have been through it personally. They lost a business, a family business, and we watched cars get like towed out of the driveway. It was very traumatic, but I do feel like it actually, it made us all stronger, because it changes your relationship with money. It forces you to change your relationship with money, to realize that sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. Life is long and money comes and goes. And it's a tool that we can use instead of our whole self-worth being wrapped up in how we manage it and what we have and how much is in our bank account. So I do feel like it's something that is a tool that we shouldn't be ashamed of. And it is obviously not something that everybody wants, but if you're in that situation, then it can actually be the first step forward after such a long time of feeling at the bottom.
Yeah. In order to stop having debtors' prisons, the consumer proposal and the bankruptcy filings were designed to give people a fresh start. If you look them up on the internet and you look at meaning, it does not include you are a terrible person. That's not in the definition. It's not in the definition. Funny that. It's not.
I actually think it's the way, if you're in a situation where you're considering bankruptcy or consumer proposal, you know, you've probably been here for a while. We're not waking up here. And this is maybe the relief or the breakthrough thing, the light at the end of the tunnel that's going to help you through it. And so I've had a couple of clients who have ended up going through like a consumer proposal, and I always get, I'm so glad I did this. It's been tough, but I am so happy because it finally feels like I can see the end. And that is the hope, right?
Yeah. We talk about consumer proposals, and we'll have, you know, licensed insolvencies trustees to talk about that. We talk about nonprofit credit counseling and what a debt consolidation program is like. But I want to ask you about money coaching and the services at New School. Like, what's the ideal client? Because I can imagine that you're not going to charge someone for a coaching engagement when really you can see very quickly looking at their finances that they need to go down the DCP path with an agency like us, or a consumer proposal with an insolvency trustee.
Well, we have a bunch of financial planners and CFPs. So what we usually do, if somebody comes in, they'll be like screened through client service, and you can tell right away if somebody is in a situation where we can help them through either ongoing support or making like just mapping it out and making an actual structural plan in their cash flow, and that kind of cash flow management piece, it's pretty obvious right away. So often we'll have like just a quick phone call. And if somebody's at the point where they're at the end of the line, then we would just, you know, don't come here. And you've already tried all these other things. We've already tried all the cash flow management. We're through that. So that's not something that we're going to be able to provide support with. It's like, you know, we would have to refer on. But if someone has the ability, or maybe they're just at the start of their kind of like debt management journey, and there is a lot of levers that can still be pulled from like a cash flow point of view and just a management point of view. Cause often what we'll see in the financial planning side of things is I have the money coming in. I don't know where it goes. I don't know how I end up in this situation every month, but I feel like I just keep throwing money at my credit cards. Yeah. And they just keep going up. That's a much more typical situation that our planners will deal with. And then, so really that conversation is like, well, let's let's get started. So it just kind of, that's where we like go in and find out what's going on with the cash flow. And often it's just a simple matter of like reframing and having a little bit of a look at like restructuring banking plans and how cash flow moves in the household. And it can be easily solved through that. And then, you know, once they start seeing some movement on the debt and it's not going up anymore, then that's kind of like that snowball effect.
We've just got about a minute left, but there's one other service out there that I want us to highlight in that it is not one that I don't think either you or I would recommend. And that are the debt consultants out there. They're very, very active on social media. And typically they will charge, you know, somewhere between $1,500 and $3,000 for services that they could receive free at Credit Canada, or that they, you know, they should really go directly to a licensed insolvency trustee, which is a regulated industry. How do you help people discern where the scammerific is? And maybe scam's too harsh a word, but to me, it's a scam because it's money that they don't need to pay, and a credible, you know, for-profit LIT or nonprofit credit counselor.
Right. So if you're going beyond the like coaching or like advice only financial planning realm of things, which is where I would leave it at the door, where you do pay for time. If we're going beyond that, then you want to make sure that the government of Canada like recognizes these. And so I always find that you can go to like the federal government's website and credit counseling is listed there. And so are licensed trustees. And so I don't believe that debt consulting is listed on there as a regulated industry or anything like that. And I also think that when people get desperate, I mean, this is the same as like payday loans, right? So it's they want to believe whatever is going to be the fastest way out. And I often think like if it sounds too good to be true, like it is too good to be true, you know, and if you're already in a situation where you can't afford to make minimum payments and anyone charging thousands of dollars, that should be a red flag right away that there must be something else out there that's free or less money or anything like that, that can help you through this. It shouldn't be that expensive if you're already at the bottom.
Shannon, one last question, and it is this. Your one of your books is called Worry-Free Money. You talked about framing out the financial situation for your clients and getting a cold, hard look at the actual numbers. What is the other equally important tip that you would provide to have this be worry-free for people?
Right. I would say stop over budgeting with like 50 categories worth of budgets of numbers. All you really need to know on payday or on a monthly basis is put one checking account. Here's the money I can't spend. The other checking account. Here's the money I can spend till the next payday. That's the only budget you ever need. Right. And then you just spend the money in the spending account until it's zero. And then if there's like $20 in the bank before payday, you know, eat what's in the fridge. So that right there takes a lot of that guilt and shame and mental accounting in your brain that all that bandwidth is taking up all the time, makes it really simple. And it's like the easiest way to stay on track with your finances with very little effort.
So, so simple. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
I feel like we introduced some new hope there, didn't we, Shannon? I think we did.
Of course we did.
Shannon Lee Simmons, certified financial planner, author of a number of books, including Worry-Free Money, and the founder of the New School of Finance.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.